are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by VistaCare, Lee Real Estate, and Audiology Associates. And joining us from the South Dakota Discovery Center, it's Bree Oatman. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along. And as always, you guys keep busy.
Yes.
tonight is a fun event for the teens, the Teen Science Cafe, with a fun little theme.
Yes. So Teen Science Cafe is our program is called STEM Savvy, and it's a program run by teens for teens. They plan every event, all the way down to going out and buying the groceries and the door prizes and all of those things. And the theme tonight is all about fear. And so it's called Fee-Fi-Phobia, Trampling Your Fear. We'll have a guest speaker who's going to share about their work helping people overcome anxiety and fear. And then we have some hands-on activities related to fears. And we've decorated for Halloween. And we even have skull stuffed pizzas. So little stuffed pizzas that look like skulls. So it's a lot of fun. And that's for any youth, middle school, high school age.
Very nice. So yeah, something great for the kids if they want to get involved. And they run the show. You let them pick their themes and stuff.
Yeah. And so we meet every other week for that if any teens want to get involved with help planning events. Otherwise, tonight is just the event. You come and have fun. It starts at 6:30 at the Discovery Center. It goes till 8 and it's free. And we just encourage anybody to come down, check it out. If you're new to trying out things as a teenager or new to town, this is a great way to connect with youth also.
It absolutely is. And also coming up, it's that time of year, and you've got another big event.
Yes. So the Discover Center has a huge fundraiser every year called Best for Last. It's kind of our big celebration of all the things that we do. And we have a huge reverse raffle for a lot of money.
Yes.
So, last year we got really creative with how we did that virtually, and we're going to be back in person again at the exhibit hall. So this is kind of the big event each year where all of the adults, all the grown-ups get to come and have fun in the exhibit hall and, kind of relive your days as being a kid and,
right.
And celebrate all of our successes and help us raise money. And this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And so it is basically a reverse raffle for $10,000, and tickets are $125 for the raffle and your ticket to get in the door. And then, or you could just buy $100 for the raffle. Like if you don't want to come to the event, but you want to be in the raffle, you can, it's $100. And for every additional $25, you basically get a lucky loser ticket. So if we do a drawing and your name isn't picked, or your name is picked and you're out of the running, basically for that $25, you kind of get to put your name back in the pot for like at the last minute, there's a lucky loser kind of last chance opportunity for people to maybe get the big winnings.
Yeah.
And there will be different foods to sample from local restaurants. And also we will be having beer and wine. And and donations are appreciated for all of those things too. And local vendors provide the food.
Very nice. So make sure you get your tickets, whichever it is that you choose. But it is a good way to support the Discovery Center and have a great time too.
Yes. And tickets are available on our website. When you go to sd-discovery.org, the first thing you'll see, it says Best for Last. And you can click on that and it walks you through the steps for that event registration.
Very nice. So you can't miss it.
Yeah. It's right there. I actually logged on. I was like, all right, where is this? And it's right there.
Excellent. So, get your Best for Last tickets. Teens, don't miss out on the event tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. And like you said, you meet
We tend to meet every other Sunday.
Okay.
So since we're doing an event this week, we won't meet again until October 24th. And we meet at 7 p.m. on Sundays to plan the events. Mm-hmm. And then the events typically are every other month. I have also am starting a group at the middle school that are STEM Savvy Junior. That will start next week, and I'm hoping they might want to plan events for those off the months where the high school students are not planning something.
Sure.
So there's just that they start to get their feet wet and organizing things and doing events for teens. The other thing related to teens that I'm starting is I'm working with the Department of Health to host a scrubs camp. That'll be November 4th. And sign up sheets are available at the high schools for students to sign up for Scrubs Camp. It's free. It's a great way to learn about health science careers. And I have a group of teens helping me plan that as well. And they actually want to start a health career club here, which was called HOSA. And that's an international organization. Students get to compete in different events related to health careers. So I just met with teens for the first time this Sunday, and they want to start a chapter here, which is really exciting. So any high school students wanting to get involved in Scrubs Camps can reach out to me at the Discovery Center. They can also check in with their school counselors at the high school to get the registration form to participate. And we're hoping students will come from schools all over the region and come to Pierre on that day on November 4th.
Very nice. Always some fun and interesting things going on for the whole community.
Yes.
That's what we love. Well, thank you, Bree, for stopping by, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Bree Oatman from the South Dakota Discovery Center joining us this morning on the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, Lee Real Estate, and Audiology Associates.